in stocks. A scary thought in the 2Ks. It's not too late. Sits in toothpaste. Got enveloped in your sticker shock. I gotta tell ya, it's a barrage. It's a barrage. It's a mirage.
We are the tigers. We need sand.
Well, hey. Well, fucking hey there. What the fuck is going on with you? So, I've been blabbing a lot on my video game podcast. So, the last episode I did was about how I've discovered that I have a version of something called misophonia. That is a sensitivity to sound at an abnormal level. Maybe a little interesting. I'm putting up one. The next one is, I don't know, just about my generalized social problems in general. Actually, not even social problems. Alone time problems of just nerd rage. It doesn't really come out around people that much. Anyway, so if you're interested in that type of stuff, it seems like, well, I mean, that's always kind of what ham radio was, right? This is an excuse to talk. Like, hey, I like songs. I like talking about songs. And while I'm talking about songs, I'll talk about other stuff. But for now, at least, the video game show is kind of filling that gap because I like talking about video games. I just find it a infinite matrix of expression. I hate that term matrix, but it just seems like it fits. Anyway. Movie The Matrix kind of made it not a cool thing to say, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I don't know, I can really just unleash my brain with video games. I got strong opinions, where with music I don't. With music, as I get older, I'm less and less tolerant of people who just, oh, I don't like this band, I don't like this type of thing, it sucks. Like, get the fuck out of here, it's music, it's fine. I don't like a lot of stuff either, but it's not like it's bad. And in fact, I like a lot of stuff people say is bad. But so that was the Jix that we opened the show with. So there's this band called Pavement that was famous in the 90s amongst hipsters, whatever we called them back in the 90s. I never really listened to them back then. And I don't know, it's like with the Pixies too, kind of. I just never really got into these bands like other people did. They have some okay stuff, but it never really super grabbed me. So the Jix, and people are like, oh, Pavement, I miss them so much. But the Jix, they're the main guy, Stephen Malkin, I don't remember his name. He was the singer for Pavement, and that's his band. And I mean, it sounds pretty fucking much like Pavement, don't it? I don't know, all this like, oh, I miss Pavement. Well, what about this band? Just listen to them. They're fine. It's weird, too, to come into stuff like the reverse of people like If I remember correctly, I could be incorrect, but I believe this is how it happened with my friend Stefan, that he got into Frank Black, his solo stuff, more so than the Pixies. And yeah, like, I don't know, sure, why not? You don't have to like what everyone else likes. Like your own shit, right? So that was called Tigers. It was real cool. So what I'm going to do for this show, though, I noticed I've got, like, YouTube videos. If I like some song, I'll just download the video and just have it kicking around on my hard drive. So then if I'm just killing time for 3 minutes, you know, I'll just pop in one of these songs and just play it. And I realized I've built up a little collection of these, just these songs kicking around. And I'm going to play them now. Although, and I guess then I went onto my portable drive. Some of these are a little older. I was like, well, what? Every once in a while, I just take all the shit on my computer and just toss it in a slush folder on my portable hard drive. And I'm like, right, I'll sort out that later. And I never will. It'll just sit there forever till I burn down in a fiery explosion, which is what's going to happen to me. And then I don't know what order these are in. I just threw them all on here. And so we'll see. Who knows what's going to come up next? Although I suppose I can check right now and then tell you. Hear the clicks. Clicking the MP3 player. Clicking, clicking. Let's go. See, the reason I have to play these in the order they're in is I didn't want to convert them all from YouTube videos to MP3s to play them on this thing, so I just put them all together into one long file and outputted that as one big long MP3. So, oh, okay, here's a weird one. This is an unusual genre, even. It's, oh shit, I'm gonna have to look up what this chick's name even is. So I was playing this game, Saints Row 2. Not a very good game, but it's, you know, it's got some funny shit that pedestrians yell and stuff. It's actually, I think its number one thing is funny stuff pedestrians yell. It's really good at that. But it has a pretty good soundtrack. And this like R&B song just came through the radio. And it's just one of those things where even through the cacophony of a video game and the clatter of all this sound, this song really stood out. And I was like, dude, that song is really good, man. What in the fuck? What is that? And it turns out it's a chick named Amory. And the song is called One Thing. It came out in 2005. I never heard of this chick ever. I don't know if she had any other hits or what. I don't even know if you'd count this as a hit. I mean, I guess people know it. It did okay. But anyway, it's kind of like I don't know, man, it's fucking good. It's weird how there's like these whole genres of music that I just kind of like, well, whatever, it's not for me. And then occasionally there's a song within that genre that I'm just like, wait a second, though. That one is for me. That's really good. Man, that song's real good. Here's Amory with One Thing. This song's real good. Man, if I was a radio DJ, people would be like, this sucks. Why am I listening to this? Here's the song.
I'm trying.
Damn, son. that's a really good song, right? I mean, come on. Dude, that song is good. Like, it's so weird to me where, I was just saying about how, like, oh, I don't want to be a musical elitist and fuck people who don't like certain music. I'm going to flip-flop on that immediately because it is that whole, like, there is, like, a whole sort of weird strata of people fucking just will listen to weird shitty club music, and I'm just like, ugh, what the fuck? Anyone who's blasting a song as it drives by in their car, you know, just garbage. And I'm just like, fuck, dude, really? This is what's buzzing around inside their little bodies? This is what gets them going? I just don't get it. It's fucking weird and shitty. But then something like that'll pop up, or like The Reckoning by Boomkat. Like, occasionally you'll just get these things where I'm like, wait a second, though, that song is fucking cool. And like, that's super appealing to me. Like, this idea that you could be like a weird club girl who's just like, I want to just dress in a hot dress and go to this shitty club, but you could also listen to something that was just like cool and had like a cool attitude and is just like, what a nice mixture. But it's extremely rare, but it's, I don't know, it's cool when it happens. I sign off on that song. That song's good. So I used to have a thing when I was younger, though, where if I liked a song by someone, then I'd go dig up. I still do it, or try to do it sometimes, but, like, I'd go dig up their whole, at least the whole album, but, or grab all their shit and just, like, well, if I like the one thing, then maybe there's other hidden gems in there. But I'm doing that less and less now, because it's just not worth it. It takes so long, such a long time to dig through, and then there's usually not anything. This is probably a reason why this was her greatest hit. Because it's probably the best one. So let's just stop there, shall we? All right, let's see. What is next in my playlist? Okay, right. So, well, that song made me think a little of, just reminded me of, there's this old song called, 10 years ago or something. Well, actually, I guess that song I just played was from 10 years ago. So maybe this one is from even further back. I don't know. We'll say 15 then. I don't know how old it is. It's called Hit 'Em Up Style. By Blue Cantrell. Hey ladies, if your man wanna get buck wild. And I always like that song too. Like, it's weird, like the video especially is such a load of horseshit where it's just these chicks acting all tough, like, yeah, my boyfriend cheated on me, so now I'm selling all this shit, and they're trying to act like they're all cool, which I always thought was ridiculous, because the underlying theme of that song, it's clearly like really sad, you know? It's kind of this sort of vibrant song, but the actual message is like a total blues thing. It's like, man, my whole fucking relationship is falling apart, and I'm so sick of dealing with this shit. I'm like, fuck this. And I always thought if someone did it, like a blues song or something, it'd be good. So I went on YouTube and I dug up, I found this lady, I don't remember her name. I'll put a link, you know, on the website for this episode, that she just does this song, like, solo, a little acoustic version of Hit 'Em Up Style by Blue Cantrell. This has been a pretty weird episode, right? Fairly eclectic. If I was a radio station in a Grand Theft Auto game, that's what I would be, just random nonsense FM.
Yo. Let me get comfy here. I'm gonna do a little Blue Cantrell for y'all. While he was scheming, I was beaming, and my beamer just streaming. Can't believe that I caught my man cheating. So I found another way to make him pay for it all. So I went to Neiman Marcus on a shopping spree. And on the way I grabbed Sole and Mia. And as the cash box rang, I thought everything away. Oops. There goes the dreams we used to say. There goes the time we spent away. There goes the love I had, but you cheated on me. That's worth that now. There goes the house we made a home. There goes you'll never leave me alone. For all the lies you told, this is what you owe. Hey ladies, when your man gonna get buck wild, just go back and hit him up style. Put your hands on his cash and spend it till the last dime for all the hard times. Oh, when you go, then everything goes from from the crib to the ride in the clothes. So you better let him know that if he messes up, you gotta hit him up. While he was bragging, I was coming down the hill and just dragging all his pictures and his clothes in the bagging. I sold everything else, still there was just nothing left. And I paid all the bills about a month too late. It's a shame we have to play these games. The love we had just fade away, away. Oops, there goes the dreams we used to say. There goes the time we spent away. There goes the love I had that you cheated on me. That's what that now. There goes the house we made a home. There goes you'll never leave me. For all the lies you told, this is what you owe. Hey ladies, when your man gonna get buck wild, just go back and hit him up style. Put your hands on his cash and spend it till the last dime. For all the hard times, oh, when you go then everything goes. From the crib to the ride in the clothes, so you better let him know. If he mess up, you gotta hit him up. Stop. Blue Cantrell. Classic shit right there.
I should mention that that is the whitest girl in the world who did that song. Super, super pale skinned, fucking blonde hair. But she's down with the sisters. Now, the one downside to just having all these things in a big slush file, a big thing, is that I don't actually know the names of all this shit. I'm pretty sure this song is called Fly at Night. It's by a Canadian band called Chilliwack. I think it's a 70s song. But, so my friend Matt, who, he's a heavier drinker than I am, but when I was hanging out with them in his place in Montreal last time, we were just sitting around and drinking, and he put this song on. We were listening to a bunch of different stuff, but he's like, this song is one of the best if you're just sitting around drunk at your house and you just sit and you just listen to it and you just soak it in. And he couldn't have been more correct, because man, this song, it's pretty nice. It's got a kind of a Neil Young vibe going, but when it hits the ooh part, ooh hoo hoo, I can't hit notes. God, it's real good, man. It's real good. So here's a Fly at Night. Yeah, Fly at Night, I think it's called, by Chilliwack.
See you there. it's like a rocket flight, and baby, that's just what it's for. The fly by night makes you feel alright, you keep coming back for more.
Oh, my mistake. It's, well, I'm outside now, if you notice the sound quality difference. I'm outside walking. My mistake. It was not an ooh, it was an ah. Ah, it was an ah, not an ooh. You know, the only way I can sing is if I sing very quietly. It's always kind of neat when you see someone on a YouTube video or something that can just belt it out and just really... The only way, though, I can modulate my voice in any fucking good way is when it's quiet. Although I think a lot of people are like that, and they don't know that they are, and they just fucking belt it out anyway. Like they're in a goddamn opera. It's not cool. Karaokeers. In general. So, yeah, that's a really cool song. If you like the vibe of that song, I would also recommend Taking a Ride by Don Heeder, I think his name is. From the heavy metal movie. The song's real good. But man, one thing I've realized more and more, I loved Guns N' Roses when I was a kid. They were like the first band I really got into that wasn't like Weird Al. And I especially loved Use Your Illusion 1 and 2. I always liked them more than Appetite for Destruction, like where they got kind of more grandiose and more fancy pants. But then as I dig back into the past, it's so clear how super inspired they were by 70s stuff. Like the first time I heard Freebird, it just made me understand why Guns N' Roses has so many 10-minute songs. I'm like, oh, that's why. And that song, that Chilliwack song, the guitar solo in the middle of that sounds so much like one of the songs from Use Your Illusion, whose name I can't recall right now. But yeah, cycles, man, cyclical. That's funny too, songs that are about, all these kids at the school, isn't it summertime? What the fuck's going on here? Anyway, yeah, songs about the band, you know, like Motley Crue or fucking Bon Jovi. They all got songs about how wicked it is in their lives that we're in a band, man. We go from town to town and we band it up. Now this is a fucking Canadian band that's another Canadian band. It's two twin sisters and their bass player guy left and they got a new bass player guy. But I learned of them because they did the song I Sell Comics a year or so ago. That was just a really catchy-ass metal song about a guy who works at a comic store. So they just put out this new single that, again, I don't know. I should have written down the name. You Don't Know? Or something, I think it's called. Whatever it is, the yell in the chorus, that's what it's called. And this band was always extra interesting to me because they're homeschooled. They're even, the record label's called Homeschooled Records. And they seem pretty cool. They're in their late teens or whatever. They just traveled to Japan, did a little travel diary on YouTube. doing pretty well as a band. They can play instruments, they have cool haircuts. They seem to buck the idea of homeschooled weirdos. So here's them, and it's a real good song. Whatever it's called, Courage My Love with Some Song. Man, that fucking band has really good production. Like, their songs just sound really good. Like, they just know how to, whoever is in charge of that shit. Like, there's the one part in that song where there's just a little whoa, whoa in the background, and it sounds so good. I really wonder what their deal is. Like, this, the I Sell Comics song that I first heard, it was for like a contest for Tell 'em Steve Dave. And they turned it around real fast, and it sounded awesome. So I'm like, maybe they got like some home studio action going? I mean, it makes sense if they're already homeschooled. Like, fuck, is that part of their school day? Just record songs? So fucking cool. Oh, if I ever have kids, I hope I don't have to send them to school. I hope I can just like, so cool. Even just the name is cool. Courage My Love. I don't even know what that's from. I should look into this band more. Oh, here's a little song that I found on my portable drive that I'd kind of forgotten about this girl. She, there's a name I didn't write down, so I forget, but she's just some random YouTube girl from Utah or somewhere who hasn't uploaded a new video in 2 years, but she put out this spate of little songs that she did that were really good, and none of them have more than like 500 or 600 views, and they're just really good. I'm like, oh man, it's so weird, these little bubbles of talent that pop up and then just... boop. Now she's probably just doing other stuff. Who the fuck knows? So this is one of her original songs. It's called I Didn't Mean It. And again, I'll put the link on the actual site since I'm such a jerk off who can't remember any information as I speak.
are pebbles in the street, and they're looking at our feet, wondering when will we lose track of where we're walking. They've come to try being found, and they all cringe as we fall down, feeling sorry for the pathways they are blocking. Pebbles don't mean it when they trip us, or when they tear our knees apart. I didn't mean it when I broke your heart. I didn't mean it when I broke your heart. I didn't mean it when I broke your heart. And there are rain clouds in the sky. They watch the people passing by, hoping they all thought to bring their umbrellas. They hate to cover up the sun, start to cry when thunder comes, depressed about the fact that they're about to drench us. Rain clouds don't mean to sneak up on us or to wreck a sunny day. I didn't mean it when I ran away. I didn't mean it when I ran away. I didn't mean it when I ran away. And there are spiders on the floor. They see us coming through our doors, worried we'll be looking down and that we'll see them. They wish we couldn't see them there, but we jump up on kitchen chairs. They only want to eat our flies, but we still kill them. Spiders don't mean it when they scare us or make us think they're gonna bite. Didn't mean it when I said goodbye. I didn't mean it when I said goodbye. I didn't mean it when I said goodbye. I didn't mean it when I ran away. I didn't mean it when I broke your heart.
Yeah, see, that's one of those things. It's not like that song is like the greatest song in the whole goddamn world, but it's pretty cool, and all her songs are pretty cool. And it's one thing with music too, is like it's not like the cream rises to the top, you know, now that it's the internet age and everything's out there and everything is just like so attainable. Made me realize that like if for some reason I just could never ever listen to like professionally released music ever again, just no more record label stuff ever, it wouldn't bother me at all. Who gives a shit? You know, it's kind of arbitrary who gets fucking, who gets selected and who doesn't. I mean, there's so many people that are just really great. You know, so I'm on my way to this one Starbucks that I kind of like. And I don't know what I'll get up to when I'm there necessarily. I'm having a hard time writing in the summer. It just felt like it was easier to do in the winter time, just to settle down and focus. In the summer, I'm having a very hard time. So instead, I decided maybe I should just read, because I got a stack of books I haven't read yet. So maybe summer should be for reading, winter should be for writing. That sounds like it could be cool. But I started reading this book called The Diving Bell and the Butterfly, about this dude who got paralyzed after a stroke and could only blink his left eye. And he wrote the whole book by blinking his eye. They made a movie of it too, and I only watched like the first 20 minutes, but I was not feeling the movie. Again, I get into it in my video game podcast for some reason. But this book in particular, I'm like, I don't know how this is going to go. It's a short book, and I read half of it the other day at a coffee shop over on Roncesvalles. Doggy, why are you barking, doggy? And it was so depressing. Like, Jesus Christ, just so depressing. It's just this, not only is it an account of a guy who is paralyzed, but that it's really happened and that he wrote this while paralyzed. Just insane. Like, I had to pull my hood up and take my glasses off. I was just crying in the coffee shop. It was like, what the fuck? Which is what annoys me about the movie. I really feel like the movie does not lend appropriate reverence to this fucking topic so far. So anyway, we'll see how that goes. Fuck, what song is the next? Oh yeah, so back to R&B land. Lauryn Hill from the Fugees. She has this song called Everything Is Everything that Craig played the other day when he was DJing. And it's, I don't know Lauryn Hill that well, just the singles I guess, but this was by far my favorite of her singles. And it has a really cool video. where it's Manhattan, but it's shaped like a circle, like it's a big record. And then the needle drops and the city just spins around and it's like the New York record. I don't know, it's really weird, but it's really cool. So this is Everything is Everything by Lauryn Hill. Which, I mean, how can you fucking argue with that, right?
Practice extending across the atlas. I begat this, flipping in together on the dirty mattress. You can't match this, rapper slash actress. More powerful than two Cleopatras. Bomb graffiti on the tomb of Nefertiti. MCs ain't ready to take it to the Serengeti. My rhymes is heavy like the mind of Sister Betty. L Boogie spars with stars and constellations. Then came down for a little conversation. Adjacent to the king, fear no human being. Roll with cherubims to Nassau Coliseum. Now hear this mixture with hip hop meets scripture. Develop a negative into a positive picture.
Now everything is everything.
Sometimes it seems
we'll touch that dream.
We'll touch that
but
dream.
Things come slow and not at all.
They come slow, yeah.
And the ones on time
won't make it stop.
So convinced that they might fall.
Let's love ourselves and we can't fail.
La 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 la
All right, so here's one that I don't really have a good bead on. I don't know quite what the story is with this band. They're called Silver Gun and Spleen, and from what I can tell, they're also Canadian, from like Edmonton or something. And they're also two sisters, and they don't have the slickness of Courage My Love, or the production of Courage My Love, or the popularity of Courage My Love. But they just put out this song called Crack. Video just came out, and it's real catchy, and it's got the ooze as well. A lot of ooze in this episode. Ooze in the background are fucking catchy, man. NoFX had a song about it, Woe on the Woes, but that shit always works. So here's Crack by Silver Gun and Spleen. Let's do another two in one, or not another, a two in one. Let's play two songs, that's what I'm trying to say. And then I think there's one more song after this, and I don't know what it is, so mystery song. Here's two more Canadian songs, a lot of Canadian songs. So first off, there's this band called Sloan that are from my neck of the woods on the East Coast. They just put out a hardcore punk 7-inch, which is kind of weird. But there's this one song is real good. It's called Jenny, and I really like it a lot. Sloan is not what you think of as a punk band, but it's a really good song. And then, on a sort of R&B thing, so this is a weird one, but Tom Green put out this album in like 1998, before anyone in the States knew who he was, called MC Face. And it's pretty goddamn obscure, like the whole thing isn't even online that I can find. But this song was on YouTube, and the guy mentioned in the description that that he'd never seen an actual version of this on CD, and I had it on CD. I had to order it from Tom himself. It was a weird thing when Tom Green first came out. He was just on this little Canadian comedy network and had a little crappy website, and I don't know, it was cool. Those are the coolest days. Those are still his best shows too. They were just, wasn't the same in America. Just wouldn't. But so there's a lot of things to overcome with this song. First off, it's kind of an R&B song. It's a slow jam. Second, Tom Green's not a great singer. Third off, he's Tom Green. So you're like, well, it's Tom Green. There's some preconceived notions in my head about this song. But it's called Stupid Dummies, and I always love this song. It's just really fucking catchy, man. So first some Sloan hardcore, and then cast your preconceived thingies aside and allow the beauty of Tom Green's long-forgotten MC Face project to wash over you with Stupid Dummies, a cool song.
Hey, this is going out to Zombie, Steve McCullough, Gordon Krieger.
Squirrel throwing on thrill. Old bills in your pocket will never burn holes into your body. And my dog has fleas. stupid dummies.
Yeah, I forgot I had this in the playlist. See, if I had sequenced these myself, I think I would have had a slightly more upbeat ending. But this is yet another Canadian East Coast band. This is an old band called Eric's Trip. And the song is called My Chest is Empty? Is that it? It's definitely a body part that's empty. I gotta not do these this way anymore. It's ridiculous. I can't remember shit anymore. My chest is emptier than yours. That sounds right. That's gotta be what it is. So, here's Eric's Trip, and that's the episode. And now I'm gonna go into the coffee shop and do some stuff. All right. Thank you for listening. So long. Without a hiccup, and then you stick up another Heather Thomas poster on the wall, cause this is motherfucking 1984. What? The way people assume that the only way out is through the back of the room. Motherfuckers in the house, don't try to step. A motherfucker's in the house. It's alright, motherfuckers cannot step to this. If they try, they will be dearly missed, cause they'll never bite this style of mine. And if they do, then they will find themselves so unique in a place that is so very small, and they're called the stupid dummies. I'm pretty drunk, but dude, that's a good song. Fuck you, if you don't think so. Ah, Tom Green for life. This is a song that I sing for my lady. Baby, 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 do you try to see my flow? Oh, that's over.